The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director, and every other week we bring you an interview with one of our chamber members, a variety of businesses, small, medium, and large. Variety of categories, everything from manufacturing to finance to restaurants to retail to service industries to business coaching. And we can go on and on and on. How well are you? How well are your employees? What are you doing for personal wellness? And what are you doing for taking care of yourself, your spirit, your body as well? There is a business right here, very engaged in the Wallingford, North Haven, and Connecticut area, Phoenix Professional Services, that offers a variety of programs. And they have a very exciting women's wellness retreat that's coming up in just a couple of weeks from now. Joining us from Phoenix Professional Services, Tamar Drawn, who's going to tell us a little bit about what they do. Tamar, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hello, Ray. It's such a pleasure to be on your podcast. How are you today?
Doing well and looking forward to talking about some of these services that you provide at Phoenix. Let's just talk about, before we talk about the service, just wellness and why you need it. We keep hearing about a stressful world. We know people have struggles with mind-body awareness, whether it's their diet, whether it's dealing with stress levels, concentration, mental outlook. Wellness is very important.
Absolutely. Wellness is inextricable from life, actually. Like when we think about wellness, we might think it's like the nice thing we bought this week, or getting our nails done, getting a nice haircut, catching the game in peace. But truly, wellness is much deeper than that. It's really how your body is doing on the inside, how your nervous system is responding to all the responsibilities around you. And the quality of your engagement with your loved ones, yourself, your work, your religion, your money. So I am an extreme wellness advocate because I know that we have to give ourselves permission to pause through our careers, through our endeavors. The way the world is built right now, we're going to keep going. We're going to want to learn fast and we're going to want to get to the top. That requires a lot of energy and a lot of focus. And so in the pursuit of happiness, quote unquote, we often forget ourselves.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
I'm here to just remind people to live in the now and thrive while you're living.
Yeah. Well, if we talk a little bit about what Phoenix does and some of the services that you offer, for example, just take us, if you can, psychologically, if you will, a little bit of a tour of the body. Let's start with the brain and wellness, mental wellness, and peace and serenity and meditation, prayer, so many ways that you can sort of be centered in that regard. Talk about that and start with that and take us to the heart, to physical wellness, the digestive tract, everything about the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you already sound like you understand the connection from the outer stress to the internal impacts. But yeah, all of our issues lie in our tissues. The body will keep the score of everything that we've experienced. And oftentimes we're experiencing something on the outside, right? In the world that we see, whether it's a tough day at work, whether you lost a contract, whether, you're just having a hard time with your coworkers. All of those experiences create a vibration. If it's a negative experience, if a tough day, that's like, a heavy vibration. If it's a good day, you're going home in a good mood, that's a great vibration. We know how to deal with the greatness, with the empowerment, with the good days, but oftentimes we don't deal with the bad days. We don't
No.
spend a moment to say that contract does not reflect who you are. That argument can be resolved and you could represent yourself better the next day. It kind of just transmutes into us. It sits on our shoulders. And then when we get home, sometimes we have to dismiss all of that to tend to what's in front of you, whether it's the kids, the partner, the reality, the family, the sickness, whatever it is. So a lot of times, because life moves so fast, we compartmentalize these experiences. And little do you know, though your brain might think it's compartmentalizing, the body is continuing to keep score. The body is receiving the impacts, and the body is going through an experience on the inside where these outside stressors, responsibilities, weights, creates dis-ease inside the body and leads the heart to begin to have issues and leads to anxiety and leads to gut issues. And so oftentimes when you go to the doctor, you're like, I'm just not feeling good. I don't know what it is, doc. You know, the first thing the doctor says is, how's your stress? What are you doing about it? Sometimes they might tell you to go take a vacation. Sometimes they might literally tell you to go to a yoga class. Because in yoga, you know, it's not just about moving. Yoga encompasses meditation and breath work. But in yoga, you pause the world to work on a deeper connection with your mind, your body, and your breath. And it's in that trinity of self-work that you begin to let go of what does not serve you, that you begin to love into yourself again. And it's in that trinity of work that your nervous system begins to replenish itself from the inside. So I might have been a little too deep, but the essence is you have to slow down, breathe slowly, sit with self and reflect to kind of have the tools that it takes to maneuver in the world outside.
Talk about some of your services and how you get people to those goals, because we do need a coach. We do need organization. It's not something that comes naturally or easily for a lot of us to work on mind body wellness. So let's run down the list of all the services Phoenix provides.
Yes, absolutely. Phoenix provides mental health counseling. That's like our staple. That's our core service. This is individual or family, couples, mental health counseling. We also provide corporate wellness. That's when we bring workshops and public speaking to corporations to revitalize their workforce. And we use topics around mental health, empowerment, retention, employee satisfaction. And what makes us different is because we incorporate mind-body strategies. CEOs are impressed when they see the difference that breath work can create around communication and presentation in their top talent. And then the final service that we offer is our virtual wellness service. This is an online membership community for busy, ambitious professionals who just can't make it to the gym because I was grinding on the laptop till 9:30, or I can't make it to meditation because I don't know how. So we bring all of this comprehensive wellness to the tips of your fingertips online. We have live dynamic instructors, not recordings, live people guiding you through these strategies, breath work, fitness, nutrition, meditation, yoga, sound healing, just everything that your body needs on the inside. So those are our three core services: mental health counseling, corporate wellness, and our virtual wellness membership.
You can go on LinkedIn and you can go onto a lot of websites and you can find a lot of information about the workforce and about corporations and about what it's like to be in a small business of 10 people or larger, maybe a workplace of 100 or 1,000. And we hear words like toxicity. We hear words, about a disconnect, the ongoing lack of feeling that corporations or big businesses don't value us as employees. Or better yet, you hear from some of the leadership that perhaps workers are different now. They don't feel particularly loyal or invested mentally. So your work and your mission is to try to connect leadership, the whole organization as a whole, so that they sort of are intersected, that they feel like there's mutual respect, and that they're cooperating with each other. And that starts with some form of de-stressing the workplace, making people want to show up for work.
Absolutely. After I have workshops with corporations, people usually, the morale goes up instantly. When a corporation allows these types of workshops into their workforce, it already shows compassion from the leadership, and it begins to bridge this, I'm just a worker, you know, I'm not valued, I'm not important enough, they don't know my name, yesterday was my birthday. It begins to bridge these nuances to let the people who drive your mission know that they are worthy, and you do value them, and also to teach them the self-care skills that they need to have a better work-life balance. I had a 15-minute breathwork nurturing workshop with the CT bar. When I walked in the room, Ray, it was a stiff room. It was, the ties were to the top. They were very serious. I was a little nervous, and I'm almost never really nervous. Within 15 minutes of breathwork and sound healing and repotting a plant, the room of lawyers were laughing. Ties loosen up, people got closer together, the shoulders relaxed. It was a beautiful experience. So I know without a doubt that this is an instantly impactful experience. So yeah. I compel leaders to check it out.
So essentially you're coaching people to work and perform out of a sense of joy.
You're going to make me giggle, but yeah.
Yeah, you can giggle. It's a lot around here. Let's move on a little bit about retreats and the whole idea of like resets. You know, someone told me that if you don't reset your body, you don't reset your mind. Imagine if you owned a car and you said, I'm going to get 200,000 miles out of this car, but I'm never going to change the oil or get a tune-up. This is a way to have a tune-up, an oil change, if you will, metaphorically. You have a women's wellness retreat that's coming up on November 16th.
Absolutely. That's exactly what this is. When your car run out of gas, you got to go get some gas. When your hair grows out, you go get a haircut. Our nails get too long, we trim them down. What do we do to reset our nervous system? You come to my retreat. You learn these tools. You take it home and you practice it some more. The retreat is a 2.5-hour experience of self-exploration with mind-body strategies such as fitness and yoga and breath work and meditation and sound healing. So I'm really excited to allow the multiple experiences to be felt back to back. And in the end, in the middle of winter, because this is November 16th, you'll be able to buy an exotic plant that was propagated by me during the summer. So it's just going to be transformational. You're not going to leave the same. I do recommend that you bring your yoga mat, your water, your eye mask, your journal, because it will be an embodiment experience.
Now, this is a women's wellness retreat, but there are other genders. We'd like to discuss even, for example, men who don't tend to do this. You have a women's wellness retreat. A lot of men don't tend to engage in this. So let's talk to men. Men who may feel stress, men who die earlier and suffer from more disease and illness than women in some respects. Let's directly talk to them. They need to take advantage of some of these programs so that they too can live longer, be well, feel productive, have a sense of direction and joy, workplace and in their personal lives. The men need to this just as much.
Absolutely. We value the men and we absolutely know they need their own space. We have some things in the working that will be all inclusive and that will also provide opportunity for men. But you are right. I think that for the most part, we have services such as meditation and yoga and mental health. And, you know, men typically have a harder time connecting to therapy because of some of the ways that they're traditionally raised, a lot of controlling of their emotions, and you know, you are the man, you are to be strong. So sometimes thinking about therapy and talking about your feelings does not sit well. But back in the day, we had our elders, we had the uncles, we had the bros, and unfortunately, we don't have those anymore, not like we used to. So I invite men, I invite everyone to pick a therapist like you pick your barber. Start there. Question a therapist, interview a therapist, see how they feel, because they're human just like you. And there is a therapist out there that can help you open up and unpack. And so I invite that. I invite men to check out our services. My heart goes out to y'all. And I want you to know that we have something working in the background, but we're seeing how the women event unfolds, because the event for the men will not be the same at all. You know, we will have some of the same features, but how it's put together probably won't be the same.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're doing this. The Women's Wellness Retreat is November 16th, 6 to 8:30. And you can register online right now. QR code is available too on the website. So if somebody's going to contact you for the first time, first a call to you, Tamar, and they maybe are not focused on what they need or the questions. If it's somebody who has a business who wants to bring this kind of service to their employees, if it's somebody who just wants individual counseling, what's the first conversation with you like?
The first conversation would be, how does it feel at work? You know, how do you feel about your workforce? And how do you think they feel about you? And I think when you kind of, for me, I like to just sit into questions that gets right to the point that allows you to assess how you're doing as a leader. So I have a really good way of helping people have honest, open communication. And so I would just be open to understand where their tough points, you know, how do they believe their organization feels about working there? And then how that organization actually feels. So I like to, you know, the tough thing is, Ray, a lot of times the issues in corporation come from the top down. And so when I'm working through these experiences, I'm sitting with leaders who really have a lot to reflect on about themselves and how they execute leadership and how they treat their staff. So it's a very delicate conversation. And outside of what you pay them, I usually talk about your incentives and your benefits and how you show them that they're valued. And, you know, sometimes that's a tough conversation, because a lot of leaders might think, I give them a good salary and health insurance. What more do you want? But then, you know, I come in with those really tough conversations that make you look at your turnover rate, that makes you look at your retention rate, that makes you look at the loss of profit because you're losing quality people. So honestly, Ray, I'm a little straightforward. What is the heartbeat of your workforce?
Perfect. And as we close up, Phoenix Professional Services, not only the event coming up in November, but 12 months of the year, events and training. And Tamar, how do they get complete control and information? Obviously, the website and contacting you directly. How do they do that?
Yeah, you can check us out at phoenixpros.org. That's phoenixpros.org. We are also on Instagram, Phoenix Professionals, and LinkedIn, Phoenix Professional Services.
Excellent. Tamar Drawn, Phoenix Professional Services. Thanks for being here at the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thanks for having me.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.